Network.
Finishing up with Max Kaiser, here's some of the other crazy news. I didn't get into the fact that, oh my gosh, almost 70% of U.S. foster kids are on psychotropic drugs for no reason. The government's not doing a good job. The government orders the policy. We're going to cover that tonight with the proof, Nightly News. Kane is saying, it ain't over till it's over, and it ain't over. We've got, don't worry, Newt Gingrich and the Donald. Talk about two slimy creatures together. They're to meet and decide, I guess, how to make sure Obama gets back into office. It's incredible. Hey, Max, finish up that question. I appreciate you joining us. So what's next in Europe? Just more grandstanding. Thank gosh the IMF's here robbing everybody. Are Europeans going to put up with the public announcements of, you now have no sovereignty? We're raising all these new taxes to pay for banker debt. Armed EU banker police will come into your restaurant and collect it by force. I mean, there's now a new banker KGB in Europe. You're descending into a new Soviet Union.
Well, in Europe, you already have an incredibly big bureaucracy in place that will do the bidding of the top bureaucrats or quote unquote technocrats, and who are living as civil servants, as they're called in the UK. And these are millions and millions of people who live as civil servants, as bureaucrats for 30 or 40 years, and then retire with almost 100% of their pay. And they'll do pretty much anything you tell them to do. So if Goldman Sachs comes into town and says, we're running the show, but your job as a paper pusher for 40,000 euros a year is intact, they won't peep. They won't say a peep.
In fact, they won't say a peep. They'll say, will you please present your rumpus? We'd like to kiss it.
Right. I mean, you know, the in Europe, you don't have, in the U.S., the residue of the spirit of 1776 so much. I mean, obviously in France with the revolution, but, you know, in France, you still have an economy and a country that has the old aristocracy very much in place. In America, you know, the aristocracy was imported from Britain. You didn't have a natural indigenous aristocracy as you do in Europe.
Regardless, they're getting ready to rob things here. Look at MF Global. In closing, what do you make of them set today to pass a bill where they admit, yes, we'll arrest citizens with no charge, no one will ever be arrested, you disappear for life. That's freedom. I mean, they are letting everybody know, yes, we are criminals.
Yeah, I mean, it's overreach. Again, going back to pre-Magna Carta, all the rules that came from the Constitution and everything that came out of the Enlightenment. It's pre-Enlightenment because the aristocracy want to go back to the days of divine rights of technocrats.
It's Dark Ages. I mean, it's real simple. They're going back to the Dark Ages.
They did great in the Dark Ages. They were the kings, and everyone else was their serf. They love that. That's what they want to go back to. And they have computers doing all the heavy lifting, and they just set up a drone to do all the killing. So it's even more decadent than even the most decadent of the Middle Age kings, because they don't even have to raise an army anymore. Just push a button, and we'll just steal the money electronically and send a drone out to go do our bidding for us electronically.
And the public's under mind control, drinking liquor and flopping around on Prozac, watching football on TV. And so even though they're getting poorer and falling apart, they just have no idea. They're like, I mean, it's going to be pretty, pretty nasty.
I think that the public is just the people that are being abused by this. We don't hear from them because they're living under a bridge somewhere or in their car. They're off the grid. You know, there are millions of people in the U.S. now that are basically off the grid.
50 million on food stamps. It's all going down. Max Kaiser, thanks for joining us. Look forward to talking to you again in the near future.
Thanks, Alex.
There he goes. That was another happy show. Oh, man, I want to go live out in the jungle and be left alone, but I can't. Bunch of hippies in there waiting with little sharp fangs. All right, ladies and gentlemen, I'm out of time. Tonight, 7 o'clock, InfoWars Nightly News. It's going to be power-packed. We'll be back tomorrow, too, here on the radio. Bye, and adios.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com, utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalists on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984. Hi, this is Alex Jones. This holiday season, more than half of our nation is in need of help due to the shattered economy. So now is the time to express the holiday spirit more than ever. Consider helping those you love with the most important gift, a supply of delicious, easy-to-fix, and very storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. Their holiday gift and family packs start at $99 for a 16-day supply, while their 5-week supply of quick and easy-to-fix meals includes a personal backpack in case of a grab-and-go emergency. Order their combo gift pack, and you'll save hundreds, plus get free shipping on your entire order. Call eFoods today at 800-409-5633 or visit them online at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the special. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Well, here we are, my friends. It is already December 1st, 2011, on this live Thursday edition. And we're going to be live here for at least the next 3 hours. Then I'll be back this evening, 7 o'clock Central Standard Time, InfoWars Nightly News, with some very important interviews and amazing analysis and reports and man on the street that we are compiling right now concerning the police state takeover of this country. Okay, on Tuesday night and Wednesday morning, I saw a bunch of articles, mainstream alternatives, saying that in the Senate, the NDAA, the National Defense Authorization Act, had passed and was going to go to the president, and he was going to veto it. But then I noticed by yesterday afternoon, I actually read deeper, and it said the bill had passed without amendments through the amendment process, but was now waiting for a vote, and they have the votes to pass it. They say they're going to try to pass it today. You can call the traitors in the Senate, but they're so criminal that they publicly say, we're allowed to insider trade. We're allowed to give government legislative money to companies our husbands and wives own. We're allowed to have some of us double our wealth in 1 year. Many of us come here worth a few hundred thousand dollars and are worth tens of millions within 2 years. That's completely normal. It's illegal if you do it, Or if Martha Stewart does one billionth of what we do, she goes to prison, but we don't because we are the national security criminals. And they're just mid-level errand boys who basically just take orders from the lobbyists and special interests. But it's a new level of criminal activity going on. And I've always told you, tyranny, people always think, is about folks that are sticking their heads up. People are like, well, the government's corrupt. You better shut up and go along with it. No, 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 no. Idiots in history, those that don't know history, always think that if you lick boots, that you're protected. Generally, that's the most dangerous position to be in because there's always a lot of people that like to lick and suck people's boots. And there's always people in black uniforms with black boots who like to kick your teeth in. They're like, go ahead and get down there. Okay, now I'm going to tee off on your mouth. And you're like, yes, I'm your slave. Please. And they have their way with you. And I understand a lot of new listeners aren't going to believe me. You've got to experience true tyranny for yourself first. We're hoping to avert it before it gets to that point. But I know you won't believe me now, so make a little note while you giggle, feeling self-assured, driving along right now, or whatever you're doing, and then down the road, remember the giggling. It's like telling somebody, hey, if you drink a bottle of vodka every day, you're going to get liver failure. And you're like, oh, no, I'm not. And 10 years later, you get real sick and go in and find out your liver's dead, and you're on a liver transplant waiting list. It's kind of like that. Or, hey, you better not smoke three packs of cigarettes a day. You're going to get lung cancer. Sure enough, you get 55, 60 years old. Guess what? You got big old lung cancer tumors. Okay? So I'm here saying, boy, they're trying to get rid of posse comitatus. They're trying to openly allow troops all over the streets. And now they're openly trying to get rid of it and saying, by the way, we'll arrest you, torture you, kill you. Now, if you don't know why that's super creepy and dangerous, well, I don't know how to explain it to you. And I'm not talking to our mainline longtime listeners. I'm talking to new listeners because we're on a lot of new AM and FM stations out there. And I'm not here to butter you up. I'm not here to win a popularity contest. I'm here to stop this generation's tyranny. Every generation gets it in different variants, different levels. We've got a real nasty case. The nastiest case this world has ever seen, because the globalists call it a scientific tyranny, a scientific dictatorship, a final revolution against humanity itself to fully break the family, break the farmer, break self-sufficiency, and bring in total domination and abject control. And we've republished their public papers. We've gone to the libraries and shown you Club of Rome, CFR, Trilateral Commission, and everything that was in their documents they're now implementing. We're deep into the plan. Let's say there's 10 chapters in this book. We're about 6.5 chapters in. And the last three chapters are really, really bad. I mean, this is the finale. You think stuff's bad now. The last three chapters, if they carry them out, are not pretty. And I'm like, gee, I told you we have their playbook, and we're up to this point now. This is going to happen next. Just wait a minute. Okay, see now? That happened next. Secret arrest, torture, lamppost with microphones in them, children being trained to tattle on their parents, highway checkpoints, federal police. Okay, now let me tell you what comes next. Big terror attacks blamed on talk radio and conservatives and libertarians. And they're going to kill kids because that pulls on heartstrings. They're also going to massacre police and military to get them all hyped up to go out and wage war against the American people. And then once they start trying to round up conservatives and libertarians will fight back, and that will become self-fulfilling that, oh, they are terrorists, and a whole bunch of military and cops are going to get killed, and then they're going to close ranks and march in against the people, and it's going to be absolute, total civil war bedlam, and dead people stacked 10 high. There are so many veterans who do not even like life and who want to start killing people. And it's my job to try to stop them from doing it. But let me tell you, Let me tell you, the minute these steroid head SWAT team people try something, they'll win the first few times with the old codgers they corner, and then the old vets and even the younger ones are going to go completely ape. Complete, and that's exactly what the New World Order wants sitting offshore. It's, and they've got the I-4 UN plans for civil unrest to bring in the UN troops. It's all official. It's all in the newspapers now. Before we get a colonel on, like Colonel Roberts, who had, you know, his nephew in the West Point graduating class, and at the, and, you know, in comes the top general saying, we're going to use foreign troops. We're going to take over. It's a New World Order. I'd been to the urban drill, seen it myself. It's not intelligence anymore. It's not, hey, Colonel Craig Roberts, you know, learned this, or Alex went to this event and shot some video. It's now getting close to deployment time. And it does nothing to kill moron police and moron military that's not awake. By the way, a lot of them are awake. Okay, that does not hurt the New World Order. That helps them. We do not want that. A lot of people are locking and loading over the news going, yes, we'll arrest citizens and secretly throw you in a pit and torture you and kill you if we want. Yes, most of our training is for the American people. I'm going to get more into this coming up, but I want to play this clip and then go to Paul Watson just for the next segment. He's joining us via video Skype from England. Newt Gingrich's serial hypocrisy. This is up at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, but it scrolled off last night. I'm going to get it reposted as one of the top stories. We have so much news coming through there. You've got to click on the featured news archive at the bottom of the featured news column because so many investigative reports, bombshell. I think we're going to start a new app or something that's just an RSS feed of our articles because in areas where they're easier to find because it's just it's such incredible stuff comes on and leaves the site because there's so much coming in. I'm going to play this clip, and if you're not watching on PrisonPlanet.tv, it's much more powerful on video. So go to Infowars.com. The Drudge Report had it linked yesterday as well in red. But watching Gingrich is even more powerful. But notice everything Gingrich says, then they show the flip-flop of him. This is a guy who said he wants to end the family and have a world socialist government. He's a member of an actual futurist Illuminati group. I've read his quotes here. I mean, he was picked out of obscurity for a reason. He is actually a made initiate. Okay, Gingrich was meant to take over the Republican Revolution of 1994. He's meant to be a ringer for Obama now. Well, let's go ahead and play this Ron Paul video. Let's get this out to everybody. Here it is.
I think this is the core challenge of America, is that beyond the words is a real question of policy and a real question of values and a real question of seriousness. It's a real question of policy.
We don't always see eye to eye, do we, Newt?
No, but we do agree our country must take action to address climate change.
Newt Gingrich has been on both sides of a long list of issues, sometimes in the same week.
I don't think right-wing social engineering is any more desirable than left-wing social engineering.
With allies like that, who needs the left?
It cuts Paul Ryan off at the knees. It supports the Obama administration. There is no explanation for it.
And a real question of value. Question of values.
Do you want to put people in jail? Let's look at the politicians who created the environment, the politicians who profited from the environment, politicians who profited from the environment.
Newt Gingrich on the defense for taking $1.5 million.
After he left Congress, Freddie Mac paid Gingrich at least $1.6
million. $1.6 million, some of it just before the housing market collapsed.
Newt Gingrich can ridicule Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac publicly while privately pocketing millions.
That's hardcore lobbying, and that's what Newt Gingrich was doing.
Politicians who profited from the environment.
There are now reports about controversial ties to the healthcare industry.
The think tank founded by Newt Gingrich collected at least $37 million from major healthcare companies. The group supports individual mandates.
Newt Gingrich renewed his support for an individual mandate, a key tenet of President Obama's healthcare law.
Support for an individual mandate? Folks, don't ask me to explain this.
And a real question of seriousness.
everything that Gingrich railed against when he was in the House. He went the other way when he got paid to go the other way.
You're an embarrassment to our party.
He's flipped and flopped based on who's paying him.
He's demonstrating himself to be the very essence of the Washington insiders.
It's about serial hypocrisy.
It's wrong to go around and adopt radically different positions, because then people have to ask themselves, what will you tell me next time?
Ron Paul, ladies and gentlemen, he's not a sellout like Gingrich.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. December 1st, 2011. Gold opened this morning at $1,750.50. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,793.63, $896.84 for a half ounce, or $448.42 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,793.63, $896.84, and $448.42.
Gold isn't for you? Hi, I'm Ted Anderson, and I get it. You wouldn't buy gold if you believed the government is doing a great job, the Fed will stop handing out trillions like bailout candy, but that's not what's happening. If all looks rosy, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked while gold has risen 1,600%. Savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well. Free. Call 800-686-2237. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. This holiday season, more than half of our nation is in need of help due to the shattered economy. So now is the time to express the holiday spirit more than ever. Consider helping those you love with the most important gift, a supply of delicious, easy-to-fix, and very storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. Their holiday gift and family packs start at $99 for a 16-day supply, while their 5-week supply of quick and easy-to-fix meals includes a personal backpack in case of a grab-and-go emergency. Order their combo gift pack, and you'll save hundreds, plus get free shipping on your entire order. Call eFoods today at 800-409-5633 or visit them online at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the special. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
I say I shot the sheriff, but Doc Clarence was in self-defense. Yeah. Freedom came my way one day, and I started out of town, yeah. All of a sudden, I saw Sheriff Dunn Brown.
Coming to shoot me down. So I shot him. And that's what Stuart Rhodes talked about last night with us. We're going to play 10 minutes from InfoWars Nightly News coming up later in the hour. Of course, Stuart Rhodes has never talked like this. He said, we're basically 2 minutes to midnight, 1774, 1775. And this is what Alexander Solzhenitsyn talked about when the NKVD, the domestic KGB, in this case it was Leningrad, had arrested about half the city in a year, raping women, killing children, and people would just wait in their houses shivering to be picked up next by a few thousand secret police. And Solzhenitsyn got picked up by him and lived decades in a slave camp near the Arctic Circle, and he talked later how they burned with anger that they hadn't waited with hatchets and pokers and knives down in the base, you know, down in the entryway when the secret police came, because the whole organ of the state would have ground to a halt in minutes if they would have taken action. I'm not saying that's the case, but the system is planning to basically come after people, just like in the Bob Marley song where Sheriff John Brown comes down the road to shoot him, and he's Sheriff John Brown's pulling his gun. What are you going to do? And the globalists know what they're doing. They've got actuary psychological profiles. They've trained the military and police, prepare for war with libertarians and conservatives, and they're going to even provoke a turret if they have to, stage events, and then send the military and police in against people who are going to then fight back, and it's going to be horrible. And it's not good for the domestic security forces that have been maneuvered into this position, and it's not good for the American people. We need to bring the banksters to justice. There's only a couple hundred of them. They've all committed crimes publicly. They run the New World Order. Right, I'm going to go to Watson for this segment, part of the next, and he'll be gone soon because he's working on a big report. He joins us from England. We do have Max Keiser on the latest on the economy in the last 30 minutes. Presidential candidate Gary Johnson, Republican, is going to be joining us as well. But right now, let's go to Paul Watson. Paul Watson has the headline, Chinese General Threatens Third World War to Protect Iran. That was an earlier variant of the report. There's also professors and other officials saying it. Here's another one. Chinese government official, U.S. threat to Pakistan is threat to China. We've seen Russian saber rattling, moving ships into the Mediterranean up against Syria, blocking routes for NATO in to Afghanistan, Pakistan doing the same thing. I mean, this, it's like General Hamid Ghul said yesterday, former head of Pakistani intelligence. It's as if the people running America want to destroy us. And that is the plan. They, let's go to Paul Watson. Paul Watson, break down. Your wife is lives in England, lived there many years, but she is from China, speaks fluent Chinese, and she helped you go through the Chinese national news with what they're saying right now. And this is not getting any attention in the U.S. This is breaking news. Tell us about these key reports by Paul Joseph Watson and Ehan.
Well, Alex, the first report was Chinese general threatens third world war to protect Iran, and that's a quote, third world war. And it turns out that this guy is not only a professor, he's also a highly decorated general. He's won prestigious awards. He's been an advisor on top Chinese military panels. He's also a key military expert for Chinese state media. And he basically came out and said that, quote, China will not hesitate to protect Iran even with a third world war. And that was discussed by other people in the Chinese media. And then we had a separate report, which we found in the Chinese media, which was not in the English language media. So it was an English language media exclusive, which is out of China's central television. And it's actually the website Zhong Shijia, which reports that, and that's a military news website, which is well respected in China for talking about military developments. And this is a separate unnamed government official who said, quote, any threat to Pakistan is a threat to China. And it turns out that in response to US troops massing on the border of Pakistan, of course, on Sunday we had the NATO bombing on Pakistan troops. In response to those US troops massing, China, in a massive war game that only just finished a few days ago, sent their second artillery PLA troops armed with these sophisticated tactical defense missiles to northwestern China just outside the border with Pakistan and had this massive joint war game with the Pakistani military. So we'll get further into it after the break.
Yeah, stay there. So you got national Chinese television, the top military advisor, former general. And see how PrisonPlanet.com takes a headline. The mainstream media would have top Chinese general threatens nuclear war. But we always hold back. By the time we're done with it, it's Chinese government official. U.S. threat to Pakistan is threat to China. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hey everybody, Alex Jones here. If you're looking for the perfect Christmas gift, listen up. This will make your holiday shopping very easy. This year, give a seed bank from one of our oldest sponsors, Solutions from Science, to your friends and family. Here's why. The Survival Seed Bank will give any friend or loved one the ability to grow a full acre crisis garden of nutritionally dense, life-sustaining food. And the Survival Seed Bank is not just a box of open-pollinated seeds. It's an indestructible, waterproof seed bank that can even be buried if we face a real meltdown. And here's the best part. All the seeds in the Survival Seed Bank go through strict germination testing, so you can be confident you're not buying old seeds. Give a Survival Seed Bank this Christmas by going to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or you can call 877-327-0365 to give the gift that produces an ongoing supply of life-sustaining food.
Attention GCN listeners, do you have a Patriot on your Christmas list that's nearly impossible to shop for? How would you like the ability to get top-of-the-line, hard-to-find gifts at equally hard-to-beat prices without leaving the comfort of your home? Why fight the crowd? Simply log on to your computer for great gifts and deals for the off-the-grid enthusiast in your family. At offthegridchristmas.com, you'll find great prices on the most popular off-the-grid gifts available today. At offthegridchristmas.com, you'll find unbeatable deals on emergency backup power, herb and vegetable seeds, dehydrated foods, emergency evacuation packs, solar ovens, gun safes, and a host of truly unique stocking stuffers. In these hard times, why not give a gift that really counts? A gift that could truly make a difference. Go to offthegridchristmas.com and our Christmas video highlighting perfect gifts for the off-the-grid fans in your family. Unbeatable gear, unbeatable prices, no more searching. Offthegridchristmas.com. That's offthegridchristmas.com.
Solar power.
Solar power.
Hand crank power.
Hand crank power.
Radio power.
Radio power.
The goods you want, the good deals you need to power up your survival are at 21stCenturyGoods.com. In our solar department, you'll find solar generator kits, solar lanterns, flashlights, radios, and solar cell phone and laptop chargers. 21stCenturyGoods.com is your hand crank headquarters for everything from generators to flashlights to emergency, weather, and shortwave radios by Grundig and Kato. Big brand names and big deals. Like this. Get a free solar flashlight with every order over $75. But hurry, offer ends soon. Go to 21stCenturyGoods.com. Spelled the number 2, the number 1, ST, CenturyGoods.com. That's 21stCenturyGoods.com. Or call 866-999-8422. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Power up your survival. Your survival.
His view on a lot of things. You'll notice we're not talking about Herman Cain. You know, a few weeks ago I said I believe a lot of this is political, but where there's smoke, there's fire. I can take one look at the way Herman Cain behaves, how he acts, where he works, and the fact that he's lied about Ron Paul and been caught lying, and he lies very well. How dare you say I call people dumb that want to audit the Fed? I have never said any such thing. This is ridiculous. You shouldn't believe what you see on the Internet. And Ron Paul goes, really? And of course, it's in Cain's book, and he said it over and over again when he's guest hosting for Neil Wartz. So that's what's going on. That's what's happening. And you notice most of these neocon talk show hosts will not criticize people like Newt Gingrich, who you might as well have Al Gore. In fact, Al Gore would be better because he's basically the same type person, complete with, you know, the same personal activities, but you know it's Al Gore. With Newt Gingrich, he's got all these Sean Hannity lapdogs in people. In fact, I was visiting my parents last night, and I was it's like an hour-long interview with Newt Gingrich, with Sean Hannity with those painted-on eyebrows sitting there, you know, playing the part of Leave It to Beaver, going, gee, Dad, how are you going to save us? And Gingrich sitting there just lying at people and acting like the smart grandfather when he is a larcenist, anti-American, sworn to destroy this country, globalist, who just supports everything. And of course he supported single payer. You heard those clips we played earlier. That's because the insurance lobby gave him $37 million just to go around and promote it on TV and call it conservative. The guy has press conferences with Hillary Clinton. $37 million. $37 million to Gingrich, the warthog, alone. Because the insurance companies on record wrote the health care bill out of the Mitt Romney-style scam. He wrote the original model, which they wrote. He's the one he brought forward. Because it makes 35 million people buy insurance from them and allows insurance companies to tell doctors what type of treatment they can give. That's the death panel. And it's on. You're going to buy it, and we're going to set the health care. Got it? And here's Newt Gingrich. And you know what? You don't like him, you got Mitt Romney. The New World Order took over because they're deceptive. The New World Order took over because they know how to control both parties. And whoever they're promoting is going to sell you out. So we've got China talking about nuclear war with the U.S. We've got Russia threatening to attack Eastern Europe if missiles are moved in there. We've got aircraft carriers with nukes showing up. We've got Europe imploding into a bank of the world. And they're saying, oh, the IMF and World Bank will now take over the planet. This contagion will spread to America. I saw that in the news this morning. Here's the Statesman. Fed brokers deal to aid Europe. It should read, North American arm of private banking cartel aids its European subsidiary, which is the main head subsidiary. But you've got people that just have no idea that the Federal Reserve's private. They have no idea which end is up, and they're just wrong. Oh, thank goodness the Fed is saving Europe, which is tax money we're going to have to pay. Oh, goody, goody gumdrops. Aren't we just in a wonderful position? I'm going back to Watson here. So, no, I'm not going to talk about Herman Cain and this woman who looks very credible compared to the others and his thousands of phone calls to her now, including just a few weeks ago and 4:15 in the morning. And by the way, the media found out about her. The media went to her. That's now been confirmed. People blew the whistle. Herman Cain, for almost 14 years, has been snuggling up to her. And you know what? If he went public and admitted he'd done it, it would not, I mean, I'm not in condoning or saying it's a great thing, but it's human. You know, King David had his buddy, best friend, sent off on a death mission because he lusted after his wife. But his heart was right. He repented, and God said, you're a man after my own heart. I'm not judging Herman Cain for that. The fact that he is the best liar I've probably ever seen. I mean, when he told Ron Paul was a liar, I thought, man, I've heard him say that. It doesn't his book say that, but I had to go check. I'm like, man, that was convincing. Sure enough, he's a liar. So when he said, I have not been with any women and done nothing inappropriate, it is all a lie, he was committed. And you better believe there's going to be more and more women that come out. More and more women from all those little special you know, corporate events at hotels. And that's what Fortune 500 is like. They're constantly in hotels, and it's just a place for the different branches of the companies to all have sex with each other. That's what goes on in America. And, you know, maybe Herman Cain's in trouble because he didn't, it wasn't little kids or something. Then in little kids, the media probably would have covered it up like ESPN. But that's, he's bad because he's a Federal Reserve former head of probably the second or third most powerful. It goes New York, Kansas City, or Dallas. You can argue which one's most powerful after the New York Fed. He's a globalist. He doesn't tell you it's 9999 with the payroll tax and that they can jack up all those nines, or that it's always been the bankster plan that I've been telling you about for 16 years to push a fair tax and at the end of the day still keep the income tax at 9%. And have the federal government involved in sales taxes and excise? Can you imagine a VAT? All right, I'm going to shut up and go back to Paul Watson. Again, start from the beginning, recap this. Paul, you're going to have the floor here, and then our part of our interview with an amazing 45, almost 50-minute interview with the head of Oath Keepers last night, Stuart Rhodes, where he started talking about Ron Paul when he first met him in 98, came in for the interview. He's at top of his class at Yale, wrote an award-winning document on military internment, and Stuart Rhodes started, you know, got a little teary-eyed, so did I, was talking about Ron Paul behind the scenes. You know, basically being ground down and, you know, we've got to save the Republic and being the same guy behind the scenes he is in public. But just an amazing interview. The whole thing's at PrisonPlanet.tv. But going back, there's two articles to be clear. Chinese government official, U.S. threat to Pakistan is threat to China. And the other one, Chinese government official, got that double printed. And the second article, Chinese general threatens world war to protect Iran. Or Pakistan. They're also saying that. So that, those articles are linked in red at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. This is exclusive. This article is the first one translated into English. We have links to it. It's by Paul Joseph Watson in Ehan. Now, Paul Watson, you've got the floor. Break it down.
Well, the first article was a Chinese general, and he's called Zhang Zhaozhong. And he's a well-respected, well-known naval general. He's in the military, and he's also an analyst for TV. He's received numerous awards, and you can go and watch the video. There's subtitles on it in English, and he says, quote, China will not hesitate to protect Iran even with a third world war. So that came out this morning, and as I noted in that article, China's talking about Iran. We've just had the latest naval update map, which shows you where the aircraft carriers are going. And the USS Carl Vinson aircraft carrier, which is the same one that Bin Laden's body was supposedly aboard, has just deployed from the United States, and it's going to join the US 5th Fleet. It's going to join the Stennis immediately outside the territorial waters of Iran. So two massive warships, not just two, actually, NBC reports that it's going to be accompanied by a guided missile cruiser, the USS Bunker Hill, and a guided missile destroyer, the USS Halsey. So you've got three US warships heading for Iranian territorial waters. So that was the first report about Iran. And the second report was from a Chinese news website called Zhongshijia, and that cited a report by China's Central Television where this unnamed government official said, quote, any threat to Pakistan is a threat to China. And he said that in response to the fact that U.S. troops, of course, already in Afghanistan, are massing on the border of Pakistan. China sees that as an act of aggression because it's obviously got a very close alliance with Pakistan. In fact, in China, they describe it as a, quote, brotherhood. And in a quote from this article is, quote, China will never be in peace if Pakistan is lost. So they obviously think that the United States is about to attack Pakistan. They've got troops massing on the border. They've just had a massive joint military exercise with Pakistan, which included the latest, most sophisticated Chinese tactical missiles. That took place on the border of Pakistan. And now they're saying, of course, in the aftermath of the NATO bombing, which killed the Pakistan soldiers, if America attacks Pakistan, then they're going to be ready because they're already having war games based around that premise. So we got a major escalation in hostilities obviously we've got the Syria situation ongoing, which of course China and Russia have said they don't want. They're not going to support a UN mandate for a humanitarian intervention. You've got Russian warships now in Syrian territorial waters. You've got the Russians giving Syria anti-aircraft missile technology. So I've never seen the rhetoric so heated as it has been for the past few weeks. Syria, Iran, Pakistan, it's all coming to a head.
And notice now, Paul, all of this is happening just as we said it would. And Salenti and countless others, Paul Craig Roberts, get standard during a big globalist move to go ahead and implode the economy and then launch a war on top of that. And they've already launched proxy al-Qaeda forces all over the world. They're running their proxy armies right up to the borders of China, right up to the borders of Russia. They know they're already getting ready to have proxy groups in those breakaway republics and other demilitarized zones like South Ossetia and Abkhazia. I mean, this is really the banksters going for the world while they suck America dry and destroy our name in the process of having us do their dirty work. I mean, it's really happening. And what's scary is the globalists are insane. I mean, they're masterminds. They've carried this out. They've had the will to do it. They've had the foresight. But at the same time, you catch them making 20-to-1, 40-to-1, 100-to-1 bets at MF Global and at other big firms like Goldman Sachs. I mean, these really are people who think they're invincible, or in their own words, even if they aren't invincible, they're still going to try it. And they've got our military under their control, and they're so brazen. Same thing in England. They're coming out saying there as well, we'll arrest citizens and disappear you whenever we want. We'll do the same thing here. We'll torture. I mean, it's all the same propaganda. They are just putting forward a face of pure authoritarianism worldwide. I'm not saying China or Russia are good either. The point is they're not the ones just totally taking over. And then you find out the very same elite that are doing this are heavily invested in China and are playing some weird double game. And maybe they do want to destroy the U.S. Maybe we're not meant to come out of this, you see. This is very sophisticated, Paul. What do you think's going on here?
Well, there's in China, there's this worship of anyone in a position of authority. And if you think it's bad in America, then it's even worse in China. So a lot of the Chinese elite think they're in bed with the Anglo-American elite. So they think they're all on the same team. But obviously, people in certain positions of power have got different ideas. And I presume that a lot of those people are in the Chinese military. But there's also an addendum, which is the fact we were talking about Iran. China's ambassador actually went to the UN, and not to the UN, to the IAEA. This is China's ambassador to the UN, who is a Japanese fellow called Yukio Amano. He's at the IAEA. And the Chinese ambassador basically said, look, don't produce any fake evidence to justify an attack on Iran because we're going to out it. He said, don't produce any unfounded evidence on Iran because we're going to oppose it. So they're even aware of the fact that they could be waiting to stage some fake evidence to go in there regarding their nuclear.
Well, let's not forget that almost 5 years ago, Ray McGovern said that he thought they'd probably stage a new Gulf of Tonkin in the Persian Gulf to attack Iran. And then we learned that a few months later that very thing happened, and we didn't learn for over a year and a half that it had in New Yorker magazine, Cy Hirsch, that they were already painting up patrol boats to have Navy SEALs drive up and stage an attack on one of our ships. And then we learned they even tried it with a radio and some blue boats, probably actually implemented it, but the blue boats turned away. I mean, we're dealing with very dangerous people, very, very dangerous people who could do anything. And the very same people that ran Bush and Cheney are running Obama right now.
Well, Obama just reads the teleprompter. If you read the background into Obama, you know that he's just an empty vassal. He didn't even write his own book. But, I mean, yeah, the level of evil makes China and Russia look like the good guys. I mean, that's how bad it's got. And we have to go to Russian and Chinese state media at least to get, you know, half the story, because the U.S. corporate media barely gives you 1%. So that's the level that it's got to. And now, I mean, the Federal Reserve comes in and comes to the rescue and saves Europe. What did they do? The CNBC admits they just went in. They didn't print the money. They typed it into a screen using a keyboard and gave dollars to Europe. They bled the dollar to keep the euro on life support for another 10 days. And it's just, yeah, Ben Bernanke to the rescue once again. So it's just the level of evil and the level of denial of it is what's going to sink America. And, I mean, it's already turning into a post-Soviet Union-style collapse with a record number of people on food stamps, the employment and everything. So when people say that this is the era of China and the East and the BRIC developing economies like Brazil and China and others, then we can see it unfolding right in front of us with the very actions of the Federal Reserve yesterday.
That's right. The globalists have used America, bankrupted America, never upgraded into the infrastructure, stole everything, and now we're just this husk of military power that's winding down and rotting, and the power is now transferring, and I guess in the final move, America takes over some more real estate for the globalists who have all moved to China. I mean, all of them. Maurice Strong, Ted Turner, the Rockefellers have all got houses over there. All of them. They're all over there. It's all real funny. And they've just totally destroyed our country. And the average good old boy is just beating his chest saying, murder, murder, murder brown people. Take all my rights, just murder some brown people. Parking lot, parking lot. Unbelievable escalation towards thermonuclear war. We hope it's averted. Thank you so much, Paul Watson. We'll be right back.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com and now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
You don't need me to tell you that humanity is in a deep crisis. Everyone can feel it. We know a tectonic struggle is now taking place between the forces of freedom and those who love darkness, bondage, and enslavement. Yes, my friends, evil is rising. But take heart. For every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. Recently, New World Order operative Hillary Clinton admitted they're losing the info war.
We are in an information war, and we are losing that war.
The globalists are scared. They've overreached. The future of the info war is in your hands. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Download the thousands of special video reports, ebooks, and more, and get them out to everyone you know. Continue to spread the word about the broadcast on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and every other globalist propaganda platform. We are going to use their system against them. The info war now goes into high gear.
In 2009, several international scientists concluded the WTC buildings were blown up by nanothermite. So what actually happened on 9/11? An experienced physicist with a PhD in applied physics at Caltech has published an online book about this disaster, National Swindle of the World Trade Center. This factual analysis includes 37 color photos in 7 chapters. Download it now for less than $13 at sealane.org. That's SEALANE.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Okay, my friends, I'm going to continue with the news. In the second segment, I will air the 10-minute excerpt of the incredible interview I did with Stuart Rose last night. And he stated it correctly. He basically said that the National Defense Authorization Act is a declaration of war against the American people by NORTHCOM, by the captured U.S. military forces, by the megabanks that control them. The military-industrial complex has slowly been investing in the prisons and the surveillance and the militarization of police and the training and the RAND Corporation and the drones and the checkpoints and military checkpoints and just getting everybody ready. And now it's, we're going to be all over the streets. The TSA is going to run checkpoints and we're going to search your vehicle. We're going to grab your family and we're going to run you through a database. And if you're not who we you'll think is a good little minion, you're going to go in the back of the army truck. I mean, it is what the Pentagon calls an internal defense. An internal defense. And that's when they go in and occupy a country and then try to resist the people trying to throw them out. And then this is a occupation. This is a banker occupation. Look at Europe. They don't debate it. They come out and they say Goldman Sachs has conquered Europe. I've probably seen that headline 30 times in major publications, Financial Times, BBC, Time Magazine, Forbes. Just, oh, Goldman Sachs took over. The Economist is like, wow, well, they are experts. It's our debate. Ruled by experts. It's the new system. Yeah, European countries will have no sovereignty. And there'll be a new IMF, World Bank, OECD. Takeover, but they know best. Oh, yeah, they're the very people that engineered the fraud, got their people in place everywhere, and have now done it. Taking over, consolidating power the whole time, and now they want it all. And their goal is the end of the real free market, the end of your private property, the end of your family, and the end of you, finally. Look at Henry Paulson. That guy gave tens of millions of dollars to big known environmental and eugenics groups. And they all do. It's all they talk about because it's their religion that we're trash and need to be killed. You ask how they commit all these crimes. They hate us. They sit around reveling about what trash we are. All of them. Ted Turner, George Soros, all of them. Maurice Strong, UN, Jacques Cousteau before he died. It is terrible to say that we must kill 359,000 people a day. But it is more terrible not to say it. You go first and your whole family. It's just an excuse to steal whatever they want. The British royalty loved Malthus 200-something years ago. It's the same deal today. All right. If you want to help fight these people, if you want their blueprint for takeover, get my film Police State 4, The Rise of FEMA. By the way, you can get all 18 of my films that are on DVD for $99.95. That's a $260 discount, normally $360. We make a small profit, and that profit goes towards funding this operation in the middle of this depression, and the reporters, the crew, the webmasters, the writers, everything we do here, the accountant folks, the customer service, the shipping people. We got a lot of new films we're carrying as well right now at Infowars.com. If you order by the 19th, we can get it to you before Christmas here in the U.S. So, 888-253-3139 if you'd like to call and order by phone or ask any questions or ask about any other specials or combo deals. We also have T-shirts, bumper stickers. When you get the 18 films, the Citizen Rulebook and some bumper stickers comes with it, and a music CD of the music of Endgame and, of course, Terrorstorm. So a lot of stuff. $99.95. We just want to get the information out. We have bumper stickers at cost right now, too. And we've got a deal where you can get 5.3 months free on a yearly membership. It's 44% off. We run it every December. It's available right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Get the nightly news, all my films, ebooks, and more. And support True Independent Media, PrisonPlanet.tv.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.